Hello, it's the 8th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Dunstable man has been found guilty for his role in a ticketing fraud operation. 40-year-old Jermaine Daly participated in the almost £2 million international rugby ticket scam. The Eastern Region's Special Operations Unit began an investigation into the 100-plus incidents of fraud in 2018. They discovered that two companies, Elite Direct Advertising and Extreme Events Limited, provided corporate hospitality tickets at Twickenham Stadium. Clients were then contacted, informing them that their bookings had been cancelled. Customers requiring a refund would find that the company phone number no longer existed. A spokesperson for the Rugby Football Union pointed to the use of new digital ticketing technology that now allows for the tracking of suspicious activity. Bedford Borough Council has implemented the sixth highest council tax rise in England, according to the data provided by the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities. Council tax increased by almost 4% for most Bedford residents. The Bedfordshire Police and Crime Panel were told that rural communities in the region are now relying on private security night patrols due to lack of police presence. Councillor for Central Bedfordshire Gareth McKay was distressed by the news, viewing it as a failure of policing and seeing it as a single step away from vigilantism. The Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbusawai pointed to inadequate police funding as the source of the problem. The Wells and Co. Brewpoint building, completed last year in Bedford, is now a strong contender for the 2022 Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors Awards. The winner will be announced next month. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.